Last year, the coronavirus pandemic put a stop to Senegal's yearly jazz music festival for the first time in its 29-year history. This year, the festival returned, bringing much-needed life to the island of Saint Louis. The island was chosen by the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization as a World Heritage Site. UNESCO chooses World Heritage Sites for having cultural, historical, scientific, or other forms of importance. Saint Louis is famous for its building styles from the 1800s and light-colored houses. Hundreds of jazz fans listened to French Senegalese singer Awali sing blues music on the island recently. Lai said she felt a sense of relief or ease with the festival's return.
I was relieved, and everybody was relieved too. And it was a beautiful energy, a beautiful vibration, a beautiful link also between the stage and the audience.
African rhythms, funk, gospel, and blues music could be heard along the small streets of Saint Louis. Music played from restaurants, drinking places, and hotels into the early morning. Saint Louis escaped the deadliest effects of the COVID-19 disease. But a sharp drop in tourism and a weakened economy have left its citizens ready for an emotional lift that only its largest yearly event could provide. The festival in Senegal is known as Africa's biggest jazz festival. But it has struggled with decreasing crowds since having performers like American pianist Herbie Hancock. He last performed there in 1996. Still, the festival gets music fans from across West Africa and Europe, and the city's street performers are happy to have them. One of those street performers is 25-year-old Ataman Daw. He told Reuters, "Jazz attracted a lot of tourists, so we could play in the streets, so we managed to collect a little money. Nothing was there last year, but today it is good." Members of Jam Jazz, a band from the capital, Dakar, were happy as they performed. The audience danced or sat closely together around crowded tables. The festival not taking place last year was an economic disaster for Saint Louis, said band leader Mustafa Diop. This year, despite the crisis, the festival was held because if it wasn't, it would be a big blow for the city to come. I'm Jonathan Evans.